Today we're announcing the opportunity for students with disabilities to be able to graduate with a local diploma this year. Students must still take the English Language Arts and Mathematics Regents exams, but if they can show competence and knowledge with the other three exams that are required, then their superintendents can verify that, and they can then become graduates this year. Well, these are students with disabilities who specifically have been able to show their competence in English language arts and mathematics, but because of specific circumstances that is part of their difficulty with the other three exams, they can still show that they have knowledge and competence by using the work that they've done all year long. And so you have students who have worked very hard, who have passed the coursework that's necessary, and that will be the determination of them being able to access this local diploma. So one thing we know, that every student is not like every other student. And there are particular students that have different ways of learning. They have challenges that they have to meet every day to be able to be competent and show their competence. And I think it's really a critical thing for us to be able to provide opportunities and options for those students for a local diploma, as long as we still are maintaining the higher standards, which we are, and those students are still going to pass the English Language Arts and Mathematics Regents. The local diploma will offer opportunities to get jobs, to go into colleges, to go into the military, and have access to other programming that might not be available to them because they had not been able to pass two of the Regents or three of the Regents exams.